Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLKHD.
It's the words we wait to hear all week long. It's Friday.
It's the weekend. It's the weekend.
Oh, Friday vibes. And the vibes I'm getting here at the K92 Morning Thang,
yes,
is that Monica is in a mischievous mood today.
She's
I think you're a little devious today. I don't
Why?
Know. And in a way that brings you joy through the deviousness that you pass on to others.
No.
I don't know. It's just I can see the look in your
face. It's contagious.
No,
is that what you're saying?
That.
No, I
it's
think
just a shiny lip gloss. That's all.
That's
shiny,
what it is.
Mean, mischievous lip gloss. That's what it is. What's that lip gloss called? Deception. Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Deception.
Rudeness.
Rude.
I feel like yesterday maybe you had a little bit of a headache. Today you're feeling good, and you are ready to sort of stick it to everybody else.
Oh no, that's never the case. I don't know why Antoine is just. What?
Antoine is already highly suspicious of today.
Should not be.
I was looking over at her area over there, and she flipped a piece of paper over, so I couldn't even see what's on the paper.
We have a pop quiz later
at 8 o'clock where someone could win $1,000, and I can guarantee that question number one that
first one
was written by Monica Brooks is going to hurt Antoine's feelings. Yep. And Antoine immediately, what did you say about Will Smith? What is going on?
That's my assumption.
Yeah.
That's my assumption.
And I don't know why you would make such a correct assumption. Because that's exactly what's going to happen.
Man.
That's at 8 o'clock in the pop quiz. And then she starts mocking poor Will Smith and his legion of fans. All, what is it, 14, 15 of you now? Is that how many there are?
17. Yeah, 17. I added two members into the group last night.
Uh-huh. Against their will, but they were there anyway.
Yeah,
their will.
he checks on Will daily because I know I liked or something, a status. Will posted something and I hit like.
And I screenshot and sent it back to her. I was like, you're not allowed to like this. I forgot I did
Dang
that.
Dang Instagram showing people everything.
Meanwhile, Will Smith is like, why are these two people fighting in front of me? What is going on over here? I don't understand. And then Monica just starts trying to come up with names for Will Smith's entourage or posse.
You have the Beehive or the Bayhive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You have little monsters for Lady Gaga.
Yeah, so when you know somebody has all their people.
Yes.
Their fan group.
What's the other one? Taylor Swift. Or the
Swifties.
Yep. Yeah, all that stuff. And so Will Smith, Monica feels like he needs one too.
Yeah, the flower.
But I think I know he has one.
Mm-mm.
We are called Willpower.
Willpower.
We're Willpower.
Well, Monica That's has recommended
the
Pussy Willows.
Yes. Why not?
Right. In honor of one of nature's most beautiful. Is it a flower? What is that?
I think
it's a flower.
I
assume it's a flower.
As that thing that you would pick off when you were kids and then whip each other with them. So
yeah, I think it's a flower.
Sort of 50 Shades torture device. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing we know. But
actually, it's not even it's related to a tree. It's like a small tree native.
So it's sort of just a stick.
It really is.
And Will kind of looks like a stick.
Okay.
I want to throw something at
He looks stickish.
You look stickish.
Well, thank you. You look stickish, too.
That's a compliment right there.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And you always know it's a true compliment when you have to tell someone, what? That's a compliment.
That's a compliment.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know it's a compliment.
So shout out to all our Pussy Willows this morning as we get ready. You can weigh in to 52353. Maybe we need to come up with more names.
Yeah, for like the stands of different celebrities.
Yeah, for fan groups. Because a lot of them, you know, they don't have their names. So
we
maybe
can create it for them.
Yeah. So if you have you're a big fan of somebody, 52353, let us know. And then we'll try to come up with the entourage name. And by us, I mean, we're going to go, Monica, what's that one? Which one is this?
Oh, no.
So we'll see what is. That's next. 52353, if you want to do that. Diamond of the day, what do we got?
He was just trying to work out, just trying to take a hike, just trying to jog.
Oh, okay.
And people are trying to shut this man down.
All right. Mm-mm-mm. He's not being allowed to exercise.
No, they're trying to shut him down.
All right. Why is he being shut down?
To work out.
Why do I feel like he's naked? We'll find out.
Hey!
Monica, do you have got anything for these Shawn Mendes' people or Camila Cabello's people?
Together? Because they are adorable.
They are together.
They are a cute couple.
What does that make them?
Totes adorbs.
Well, I know.
You're adorable. No, they're the...
Comendes.
Like,
Comendes.
Maybe it's the Comendes.
No, that's a lot of...
No, that's too much.
Shamila. Sean and Camila. Shamila.
That would have to work. Yeah. That could be their baby name, yes.
Because if that you do it the other way, it's Con, and that's really good. Hello, Con.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yep. Just trying to go for a walk, trying to jog, get his exercise on.
Live his best life.
Uh-huh. In Australia. Okay. You know, and people are complaining left and right.
I get the feeling the guy's naked. I feel like that's where we are on this.
Not naked. But in a pink lacy thong. Yes.
Just as bad.
Uh-huh.
Possibly worse.
Man, he likes to jog and he feels free when he's in a pink lacy thong.
And nothing else?
Nothing else. I mean, he's, you know, his jogging shoes.
Well, of course. You know, you got to have proper footwear.
Yes, that's right.
Obviously.
I mean, that was implied. Didn't even have to ask.
And he loves to hike. He loves to jog. But when he's in outdoors, that's what he likes to wear. And people that come across this guy are complaining, but they're saying that he's not doing anything wrong. Technically, he is wearing clothing.
Yeah.
He is dressed.
Wearing clothing.
Uh-huh. He's not doing anything wrong, so he is allowed. He's been allowed to continue his workout.
I am very thankful that this is going down in Australia. Very, very far away from here.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Don't have to deal with this situation at all. Why do I get the feeling also this is not an individual that would say, enter a fitness competition anytime soon? Like, maybe he's got some girth to him as well.
I mean, a little bit.
A little bit of girth?
Strong calf muscles.
Okay.
Yeah.
My internet won't allow me to find a picture.
I don't want
to find a picture. Look.
My internet
very,
said nope.
Very tight butt cheeks. Lots of squats.
You've done a lot of studying of this individual.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
But it's just what the picture shows. Yeah. I'm
trying to think of the most inappropriate outfit you've ever seen in public.
Well, I went on a hike and a girl, she had on, I mean, of course, we're hiking. You sweat a lot.
Uh-huh.
But she basically had on a bikini. And it was for a hike. I mean, it was a sweaty hike, but it was a lot.
The
going
bikini
on.
Is such an interesting outfit.
Yeah.
For so many reasons. But one is that the bikini, if you put it in one location, it is considered completely acceptable.
Completely normal.
And you put it, I mean, you could put it 100 feet down the road and someone goes, I can't believe that hussy. How dare she?
Not even 100 yards across the street.
Right.
I know. And it was something because she looked great. Her body is fantastic in the bikini. But on a hike, it's really stood out because we're all like carrying our backpacks. She's carrying a lot of breasts.
It was a front pack. She's got everything she needs.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then the other thing with the bikini is, it's basically a bra and panties. That's really all it is.
Underwear. Yeah, it is.
Right.
It's all it is.
But you wouldn't go to, if you went to the beach in bra and panties and somebody like, I can't believe that woman. How dare she?
Uh-huh.
But then the bikini somehow, same coverage, sometimes less coverage.
Yes.
Considered more acceptable.
That's very true. I need answers.
I don't understand. I don't even know what the question is. What to ask? That's the problem.
Why can't they wear draws all the time?
I don't know.
Just live your best life.
Why can't this guy wear
Australia?
Shorts?
Just what you want short?
Just a little bit of short. That's all I ask. and they can be hot pants. I'm not even asking for a big short.
But he's
just
doing good.
Yes, some tiny shorts. That's all we ask for. Chase, coming up next. It's a weird thing that weirds you out. And we learned about our friend down the hall, Mr. Brett Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
He does not like you if you eat one particular food. He finds you weird just because you eat it. It's a very popular food, too. He might think you're weird right this second. Find out in 6 minutes. His name is King? He's got a friend named King?
Yeah, I mean, I also have a cousin named King. He's a baby, but his name is King as well.
T.I. has a son named King.
Yeah. But Hendrix's best friend is King.
Monica's son, Hendrix, has the weirdest group of friends name-wise. And I just say weird. It's not weird. There's
eclectic.
Nothing wrong with any of the names. It's just, it's so unusual to me that his group at 4 years old, I expect him at 4 years old to be like, okay, well, it's Hendrix.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he's got his buddy Jaden and Landon.
Yeah.
And no.
But the names that he mentions almost on a daily, Leonard, Todd, King is his best friend.
Leonard, Todd, and King.
And he had a friend named Axel.
Axel.
And everyone else in the class, he doesn't remember. So it was just like, but he remembers those.
Leonard and Hendrix and King and
Todd.
I mean, it's like Big Bang Theory is what it feels like. It's me and my boy Todd. Todd's 4 years old.
Yeah.
And as Monica said yesterday, and I shared it on Twitter, she said, all Todds are like stink bugs because you've never seen a baby
I've never
one.
Seen a baby Todd.
You've never seen a baby
it's
Todd.
It's true.
I've never seen a baby Todd. That's right.
Oh.
That's what it is.
A baby Leonard.
Is when you get to school, there's a Todd that's already there. Yeah, he's in suspended animation. Yeah. He just shows
already
up.
Already in school suspension.
Yeah. But where were you last year? Here.
Yep.
I'm just here. I'm Todd, man. That's just, all it is. Is there something weird that weirds you out? Just it makes you uncomfortable. You don't like it. I was talking about how just, you know, a man who has a single man lives by himself, has a cat. I'm very confused by that. I don't know
weird
what's going
out.
On.
Bare feet on sidewalks.
Oh,
weird
yeah.
me out. Okay. It's not sanitary.
I always wonder that when you see someone, they're barefoot and they're walking on a sidewalk, you think, what has led you to this adventure?
Yeah, what are you doing?
How did you get here? It's like at the beginning of a movie, like, you're wondering how I got here. Let me tell you. And then it rewinds.
How did you get here? Good morning. Feel free to text in 52353 if you want. Shout out to Avery. It's her birthday. She's
happy birthday.
Seven.
Happy birthday, Avery.
It says sassy in quotes. I don't know if I'm supposed to call her that or she is that, or we just say sassy. That's a birthday wish. So
happy birthday, Avery.
There you go. We learned yesterday that because we're making fun of Brett Sharp from Star Country because he hates peanut butter and he thinks you're weird. It weirds him out. Peanut butter. He finds it unusual that you like peanut butter.
Yeah.
This morning, Monica, before you got here, Antoine and I went in and I ate a giant handful of peanut butter right in front of Brett. There is video and I think Antoine's working on it.
Yes.
So I don't know if it's any good or not. We'll try to figure it out.
I haven't actually seen it yet.
So we were just having a grand old time because anytime I can have an excuse to talk like Brett Sharp, I prefer that. So but then we just got into a discussion about the cummerbund also, which Antoine does not like a cummerbund.
Yeah, I don't trust people in those.
Which is that thing that you wear as a tuxedo, that little girdle looking thing. And even the name is weird. Cummerbund.
Cummerbund.
This is weird. But you eating peanut butter?
Oh, no.
Boomer, he's eating peanut butter again.
What's the thing called in the tux that's around the stomach?
The cummerbund.
Yes, that I don't trust people that wear those.
I'm weirded out by the word cummerbund.
Yeah, also that word in itself.
And to be clear, it is not a cummerbund or a cummerbund. It is pronounced cummerbund.
Can we put Brett Sharp in a cummerbund?
A what? What you wait, Boomer?
Oh no.
They don't try to put me in a cummerbund. A cummerbund? What's the cummerbund? Monica, by the way. Oh no.
Oh no.
Text 52353. Weird thing that weirds you out. This person says, I don't trust men in open-toed shoes. They are serial killers.
Oh wow.
We have one of those in the office, in case you're wondering.
Can't wear a sandal. Yes, we do. Every single, no matter what the weather is.
Ay, ay, ay. Cotton balls. This person said they got in trouble every winter as a kid because they would refuse to make snowmen in school because they could not touch the cotton balls. This isn't lobsters. Everything about them, especially how they are served and consumed, the whole thing is traumatizing. Do not sit next to me.
It is a little bit.
Leah and Rona. You know? It's very barbaric.
Yeah. And then just put them in water and they just...
barbarically delicious.
They are good.
And I don't know why we sit here and we go, the poor lobsters. Oh, they got crab legs? Bring those over.
Exactly. Without a doubt.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Come on. This Jennifer in Dublin says, it weirds me out when people just text back K. I don't know why, but it does.
She doesn't like it.
And I find it interesting because it's in text message language. So when she texted that, she said people who just text back K. And then she said IDKY. And that weirded me out. I did when I saw that. I thought, how dare you? And then there is one person listening this morning. I don't know what is wrong with them. I don't know who did something to them when they were a child. But they say, and I quote, bacon is nasty.
Oh
my God.
It smells, it's like smelling a skunk to me.
You need to sit down.
What happened?
You need a rest.
I think something happened to them.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, here's what probably happened. They don't even realize it. When you were a kid, you stuck a raisin up your nose and it's still in there.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a raisin in your nose.
Get your nose checked.
It's messing with your sense of smell and it makes you think bacon is a bad smell.
That's not good.
Get your nose checked today. There's something stuck in there. I don't know what's going on. I do know what's going on is Thang Hacks. They are next.
Yes.
I have two products I have found on the market and I find them both to be goofy. One of them has to do with your comfort this winter.
All right.
And another one has to do with Cheeto fingers. And both of them are ridiculous gift ideas. So that'll be on the way. Kemble Tax Teacher of the Week will be this time on Monday. If you would like to nominate a teacher in your life, $100 for our Teacher of the Week, courtesy of our friends at Kemble Tax Services. Go to K92Radio.com. Weird things that weird you out. Cat in Huddleston says, wooden spoons weird me out. I can feel it grating on my teeth just looking at them. I'm ruining poor Cat right now. Mm-hmm. Somebody else, redheads who can tan. Like, no, you don't do that.
Oh, what?
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Trying to help you with your Thang Hacks on a Friday. I got a couple of wacky, goofy products maybe you want that can make your life better. Monica, what is yours that's coming up here?
We love vacation, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Why not make every day vacation?
Oh, she's about to get us fired. We're not going to have any more jobs.
We're not going to have any more lives is what's going to happen.
Lord, have mercy.
All right, okay. I look forward to whatever this is because I feel this one is going to be real creative. Woo. How to live your life on vacation every day of your life.
All right.
Which sounds like a book one of those dodos tries to get you to buy. My patented system, you can live every day like you're on vacation. Smart guy, some guy in khakis that looks all smart. The 1 minute work week, it's going to be something like that. Yeah, I can see that happening.
So much more productive.
That is not right now. Now we're talking about stuff and beer. Antoine has a beer related thing he would like to share with you.
Yes, it's an app. It's called Untappd. UNTAPPD.
Oh, I'm familiar with Untappd.
Oh, okay, because I thought about you. I was like, this is an app that I think Zach would like. Basically, it's for a beer connoisseur and a novice beer drinker.
Okay.
You track, like when you go to a breweries, you track the type of beer that you're drinking, and it saves it, and it lets you know other kinds that are similar that you may like. You collect badges for drinking more beers. You can share it socially with other people. Like, oh, I tried this one. This one was great. You should give it a try. There are just so many different layers to it.
Yeah, and beer is one, just like wine, same thing, where so every single beer has a different taste to it.
Yes.
Subtle nuances, if you want to be fancy.
I enjoy wine, but beer, I'm not a beer drinker, but I want to understand and like it.
Well, maybe this would help
you. So, yeah.
And then if you finally found a beer that you actually like, it could say, okay, here's 20 others that you could try.
You could try one just like it.
Yeah, I do know with Untappd too, where if there's a brewery and they participate, because Old Salem does it, where you go in and you get rewards points and stuff like that just for being at the brewery.
Right.
Every time you check in and you get all your badges and everything. So Untappd, if you want to get that app. I have a couple of goofy products that are available right now. Maybe you want to put them in somebody's Christmas stocking. One of them will be for the holiday season and the winter weather in particular. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Warmies, the heatable slipper. If you want to have nice, warm
feet.
Would you say moist feet?
Because you think you're going to sweat.
this is my concern with Warmies. So these are slippers, and they look all fuzzy and cute and wonderful. And you can put them in the microwave.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you just put them in the microwave.
But is that like one time, you know, or?
That's what I think. It's the first day when you put them in, this seems like a great idea. Uh-huh. You pop them in, says for 2 minutes. 2 minutes is a long time. And then you have nice, warm feet. And I know for people in particular who are cold on their extremities, this is a wonderful idea. Mm-hmm. But then when you've worn slippers several times over.
Yes.
You put them back in there?
You put them in your microwave for 2 minutes.
So you cook up the bacteria.
You cook up feet.
Yeah.
You have a nice, solid foot smell.
Yeah, in your microwave.
Okay, so help me God, disgusting. It's bad enough at work when people heat up old seafood. If someone's heating up their slippers in the work microwave, I got a problem. And I also got a problem with the fact that the white ones are called cream warmies. Do you see that?
No, thank you.
Cream warmies.
That's right there. That's not a good name. Who came up with that one?
The warmie people. I have no idea. The other one that you can get, and this one is so stupid. This is like a Monica Thang hack that actually came to life, where someone invented this and put money behind it. These are finger guards that you wear so you don't get Cheeto fingers when you're eating
Cheetos.
Look at them. They're like little finger condoms, these things.
Part of the fun of eating Cheetos is licking your fingers afterwards.
But not for that person. That person needs, they love that taste.
But this is ridiculous. You're going to wear these little tong looking things on your fingers.
No.
A little, and part of Cheetos, and this is dangerous because now if you don't have Cheeto fingers, you're going to keep eating and eating and eating because what I find is the Cheeto fingers and the shame that you get from them, that's what gets you to stop. Because you realize your fingers are so coated in this stuff and you're licking your fingers like a dog that's trapped in the woods.
And it gets you to stop.
And it gets me to stop.
But if you're a scientist and your thing is Cheetos, then you don't want that dust falling into your whatever DNA you're looking at.
Your lab experiments, of course.
Why are you eating Cheetos then?
You're really hungry. You didn't get a chance to have a lunch break. They're really busy.
I love that Monica, she has, she goes right down. This is her target demographic. It is scientists conducting experiments who also love Cheetos.
They love Cheetos.
All three of them in the entire universe. She says you can live every day like you're on vacation with her Thang hack. Oh, we'll be the judge of that. That is in 6 minutes on the Thang. She claims this Thang hack will allow you to live every day like you're on vacation, which, I mean, I want to do. I just don't believe you. I don't think this is going to happen. Also, Monica's going to lay down her high school football predictions for the week. That is at 7:10. She is 13-6 on the year. And she has this much information. If you could see my hand right now, it's a zero.
Zero.
She has zero information. Fleming taking on Northside. Salem against Patrick Henry. Blacksburg against Cave Spring. Heritage against Rustburg. LB taking on William Byrd. And Franklin County against her own alma mater. She will be there tonight for homecoming.
That's right.
Stanton River. What does she say about her own school? Mm-mm. That is at 7:10. She decides your fate. But now she teaches you how to be on vacation.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica, maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
We love vacations.
Of course we do. We love vacations so much that we hate our friends when they're on vacation and we're
and
not.
All the pictures, you're like, oh my gosh, I want to be on vacation with you.
Where's our Nigel the Web guy?
He's in Jamaica.
Oh, that jerk.
Yeah, he's in Jamaica. I was watching all the Snapchats and Instagram.
I hope it rains. I don't know why.
And it was perfect weather.
And why do you think that? Yeah. Why are you such a bad person? And I know I'm not the only one in this room that thinks, oh, it rains.
Yeah, I hope you have a sucky day.
The bed looks comfy.
The bed was huge and soft. They were right by the pool.
I know. The villa. I know. I checked out everything.
I was looking too. Uh-huh.
I want to live my life like I'm on vacation every day, Monica. If only there was a Thang hack that could do that for me.
Well,
When you think about vacation, usually you think about what? The beach.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
People relax on the beach.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
You could be at the beach every day.
Oh, God. Wait.
Check this.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Quite simple and cheap. All you need is a box. You can use a shoebox.
A shoebox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go to a kid's playground and gather some sand, folks. Put that in your shoebox. Take your shoebox to work with you. Pop your shoes off and your socks while you're at your desk. Put your feet in that sand and you have a taste of vacation. You feel it in your toes. You feel it.
I don't hate this one.
I don't
hate it. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
I don't.
So you're gonna carry a box of sand around with you?
Just leave it at your desk. Leave it at your desk.
Yes.
I'm gonna help you out. Make your desktop wallpaper a picture of the beach.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So then you can put your feet in and look at the picture.
Okay.
I don't hate this one.
And so I suppose, and maybe because a shoebox would be a little too small, maybe you want to take a little tub, like say a cat litter box.
I knew it was coming. I was thinking that too.
That's probably what it is. And fill
whatever
it full
your office
sand.
Permits. Uh-huh.
And then it's underneath in your desk. So no one even sees it.
They don't see it.
So you're at the beach.
Yeah.
And then you've got the picture of
the beach.
Yeah. You're working.
And you're relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Sand makes you think
about
it.
I don't hate it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And this, I feel like, helps justify when I'm drinking at my desk.
Uh-huh.
Because now I'm at the beach.
Yes. 5 o'clock somewhere.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Wow.
And a Merry Christmas to you too. Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than being barefoot at work and having coworkers who are. So Monica Brooks' Thang Hack. Live every day like you're on vacation with some playground sand.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy. Merry Christmas. 7 o'clock, $5,000. $5,000. That's right. Kim and Chill Howie, she won $5,000 this week.
Woo!
Courtesy of K92. We pay out local winners. We did the tally, and since I've been here, it is something, I believe, over $250,000 that we have done.
It's
just
crazy.
Here on the Thang.
Wow.
Handing out $250,000 to you. So if
local
you would
beats.
Like to be a quarter of a millionaire, I mean, that's your share of $250,000 just for listening to K92. 7 o'clock is your next chance from First Team Nissan, New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92.
The K92 Morning Thang.
$5,000 could be yours right on the other side of this trending. Shout out to you listening this morning. If you want, text in 52353. You can always do that. We love interacting. Shout out to Brady. He's a junior. Brady. And he just got invited to Boston by the National Medical Association because of his grades, leadership, and commitment to future medicine.
Ooh, very nice.
That's impressive.
I know. Only one of 2,300 students in the entire country to get that honor. That is awesome.
Go Brady.
I swear, like, if he becomes a journalist instead, we're going to be very disappointed in him. You've got to go into medicine now.
He is.
Yeah, well, Monica says he is, those are the rules. And Monica's like, what is this award? Because I'm going to make my daughter study until she gets this award also.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
You can go to this bar and you don't have to pay by the drink.
No.
What do you pay by?
Oh, what could possibly go wrong with this one? This is a terrible idea. You pay by the hour.
The hour?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Oh. A lot of things are going to go wrong.
I know.
That's a terrible idea.
I feel like this is a loss in any direction.
Yeah.
Because now you're going to pay by the hour. And what's it? $10 an hour for regular drinks and $20 an hour for premium, which seems cheap.
Very.
And then it also just seems dangerous that you're going to get there with your friends and say, all right, we're going to go to this bar for 1 hour. Let's make this happen.
I know.
And so then people are going to try to drink too much.
Uh-huh.
Then people are going to be mad because they're going to say that the bartenders are moving too slow on purpose
to try to get them to stay
for extra time. Mm-hmm. Then what if it is crowded and the bartender, they're going to get yelled at all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, this is a terrible idea. So if you're going to St. Louis this weekend, have fun at this bar. I don't know what the name of it is. I don't know. You can Google it and figure it out. But yeah, it does not sound like a good idea.
Number two,
maybe this weekend you're going to do some pizza.
Mm-hmm.
People love pizza on the weekends.
I do love pizza.
But this is interesting as to what is trending, because I do think that this is all going to swing back in the other direction. And right now, we are delivery everything.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Everything in the universe must be delivered to us. Used to just be pizza and Chinese food, man. Mm-hmm. Now it is pretty much everything. But carry out is going back in the other direction, and places like Domino's, they are really focusing on you coming and picking up your order because you get more.
Yep.
It's cheaper.
You get a discount.
And they make more money off
mm-hmm.
of it. I mean, with, I have here 2.5 times the market opportunity of delivery because you're not paying for the driver and all these other things, and you can offer these better deals. We just have to, I know this is going to hurt. Go get it.
Oh! You have to get out of the car
and walk
into the store. You know, I walked into a Domino's and I felt weird.
You did?
I did.
Why did you feel weird?
Because I'm like, I'm inside the store. Like, you know, like I'm inside of the Domino's. It had been so long.
Yeah.
Usually you order it for the family and you just, you know.
So you actually felt like you
driver.
Didn't belong there. Like you weren't allowed
like,
to go in.
Can I be in here?
It's sort of when you go to the back room of like a grocery store and you think, oh my, it just doesn't feel
How
right.
How does this work? Do I walk up here? To the counter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do I talk
But
to
you get
someone?
The pizza so much faster.
You do.
When
yeah,
you go
yeah.
pick it up.
And again, cheaper. You
and
get
it's cheaper.
More. And also, and they mm-hmm. want, and I guess, and but you have to just know that, Monica, you are in fact allowed there.
Yeah.
Is there pizza here?
Oh my God.
I have
see
money.
Somebody else's pizza.
I don't know how this works.
They allow you to eat inside?
Usually you're in my home.
Number one
trending today. You know what one of the biggest status symbols of children today is? And it's not really even today. I just didn't realize how much this weighed in.
Status symbol.
Women, girls in particular.
How long their hair is.
No.
I had no clue.
The water bottle that they have.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My daughter loves water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it. Are you all familiar with the VSCO girls?
Nope.
No.
You don't know what a VSCO girl is?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God, Monica, you're an out-of-touch parent. You don't know anything.
The VSCO.
Shame on you,
man.
Monica.
Check out the VSCO.
VSCO, it's V-S-C-O. I would say as a parent, it's something you actually have to be aware of because it's sort of, it's a look, it's a thing, it's a click. It's just sort of. So VSCO is a photo editing app, V-S-C-O, you know, where you can edit stuff for Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's sort of, it's that trendy look of today. So it's a girl who's got this backpack with a hydro flask hanging off the back of it. She loves the outdoors. She cares about the environment. All these different things. But yeah, it is one of the biggest status symbols right now, specifically is the hydro flask.
Really?
That's the fancy one.
Mm.
Yeah, I just saw pictures of it.
Yeah, Ava's not really into the water bottle like that.
Well, mommy just drinks out of disposable water bottles that she's not supposed
exactly.
to, so she's just over here.
She hasn't said anything about the VSCO girl.
Monica is anti-VSCO. She's O-VSCO, opposite VSCO.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what's up. Who or what needs to be told, fork you, 52353. We'll do that later, as well as the top moments of the week. But next, Miss Monica lays it down. It is your high school football predictions of the week. She decides the fate of your children. The children will go out there tonight. They'll try their best.
They will.
Play hard. Yeah. Go hard.
Play hard all you want. Outcome has been decided, though.
Yeah, by good luck with
by
that.
By Anti-Visco over here. She'll come up with that secret sound right now.
UXLKHD.
Roanoke.
The K92 Morning Thing.
Guess this sound. Win the cash. The K92 secret sound plays
in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Secret sound.
Complete.
540-774-9236. Be caller 19. Tell me what that sound is. You win $5,000 from First Team Nissan New River Valley. First Team Nissan of Roanoke and K92. It's time to get down to their fate.
Touchdown!
She has the answers. Monica Brooks makes football predictions of all the high school games. Well, not all of them, but the ones that we have on this piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
And she don't know nothing, but she is 13-6. She's had some amazing weeks.
She's doing really good.
One bad week. It was last week.
Mm-hmm. But we don't. Like I said, it doesn't matter. These predictions, they're just predictions. They don't mean anything.
This Friday, today, will actually really be able to let us know if it's been luck or if you're going downhill, if you have two bad weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And what is this week going to say about her very own alma mater?
I know.
Stanton River. As part of it, it's their homecoming. Yep. Monica Brooks is going to be there tonight.
That's right. I'll see you in Bedrock.
Stanton River Field. What is it? What's it called?
Stanton River, the field. What are you talking about? Yeah. Eagles? What are you
didn't know if the stadium is named after something.
Oh,
somebody.
No.
No. Okay. I bet it is. And it probably had that name when you were there. We're laying down all the games, and we'll find out Monday morning. How did she do? She's 13-6 on the year. And again, she gets the mascot name, and that's it.
Uh-huh.
So let's start.
Oh, the pressure.
Northside, the Vikings, taking on William Fleming, the Colonels. And I believe their logo is the Colonel from Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm sure.
The Colonel.
I'm sure of it, yeah.
Northside, William Fleming. Fleming, 22-17.
Mm-hmm. Who? Fleming?
Fleming.
Okay.
All right.
Why do you feel that? Is there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just a feeling.
That's
why I said it doesn't mean anything. Okay. These predictions, it just really is a feeling.
No, it means everything.
They're gonna
go
football.
Nashville hot chicken all over the Vikings tonight. Forget it. No more Viking horns will blow. 22-17, the Colonels will win. Next up, Cave Spring, the Knights.
Yes.
Taking on Blacksburg, the Bruins. That's a big old bear. She's scrawling on a piece of paper. What is she doing over there?
Cave Spring.
Cave Spring.
Like she's going into the Knights.
The Knights. Yeah. She's like Cave Spring.
Knights with a K, in case that matters. It's not evening time.
Yeah, that would be cute.
It would be cute. The Cave Spring
Knights.
The
Days.
The Days. Oh, taking on the Blacksburg Mornings. How are you?
Oh, hey. All right. For some reason, I'm feeling Blacksburg.
Oh, you're feeling Blacksburg.
I am feeling Blacksburg. okay, and I think that it's going to be close. I think it's going to be close.
What is it? 15 to 13.
Wow.
All right. 15-13, oh Blacksburg. Now, Cave Spring is 1-4, and Blacksburg is 4-2, so that does seem like a reasonable expectation. Mm-hmm. Maybe not that close, but
no.
Okay. Next up, shout out to you at the Rustburg Devils. Taking on the Heritage Pioneers. Little Daniel Boone hats and everything. What's it going to be? I should point out all of these games that we're doing have special Snapchat filters at them tonight that are custom for you and your game. So when you're at the game, take pictures, swipe on over, tag us in all the stuff on all your socials as well. Hit it up. What do you say? Rustburg Heritage.
Rustburg Heritage.
Heritage.
Okay.
I don't know anything about the teams.
No, of course you don't. So I'm sorry. Breaking news.
I don't
news.
Want to play hard both sides. I always don't say.
Breaking news. Monica doesn't know what she's talking about.
I can't say it because I know these games, they mean a lot to everyone. And so just play hard. Play hard. This doesn't mean anything, but I feel Heritage is going to win. That's going to be 35-7.
35-7. Based on their records, that is not out of the question. So 35-7. We shall see. That's three games down. Next up, Lord Botetourt. The I don't have it here. Do you know what's Lord Botetourt?
I apologize.
She needs to know. The Lord Botetourt Lords. Yes, the Lords. They're the mornings. That's what it is. The Lord Botetourt days taking on the William Byrd Terriers. We went to their homecoming a couple weeks ago. And I believe Monica predicted them to lose their own homecoming, and she was in fact correct on that as well.
Yes.
Yeah, you were. They scored, which they were excited about, but that was about it.
They're the Cavaliers.
The Cavaliers.
They're the Cavaliers.
Lord Botetourt.
What's Cavaliers.
Up? And they're okay, so they're going against, you said
the William Byrd Terriers.
Okay. All right. Another close game is what I'm feeling.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And I think that it's going to be Lord Botetourt.
Uh-huh.
Winning 13-9.
13-9.
All right.
Okay. Lord Botetourt, a perfect 5-0 on the year, I should point out.
Yeah, undefeated.
William Byrd, 1-4. So if it is 13-9, that might even be a moral victory for them. Two more games to go. Okay. One of them, including Monica's own, Stanton River, her alma mater. We'll save that one for the last. But this one has been a very contentious part of our high school football games.
Here we go.
Here comes the tweet.
Here comes Salem. Salem comes Spartans. Monica has picked against Salem 3 weeks in a row.
What up, Salem?
And every single week, they have been able to battle the forces of evil and come out victorious anyway. This week, they take on the Patrick Henry Patriots. That is a huge game.
Yep, it's going to be a really big game.
Patriots. Is this the week she finally picks the Spartans? She actually lost money on her pick last week because she bet one of our friends here at the station who's a big Salem fan a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cost her a cup of coffee, which you know some of those places, $47 for
a
cup of coffee now. It's ridiculous.
A venti, too.
Oh, my God, a venti.
Venti.
I'm going to get it in a hydro flask.
Venti.
Fancy. Yeah. What do we got? Salem PH.
41-37.
Ooh. In favor of?
Who?
Salem.
Oh!
It is Jessup. I know. That's what I look.
There we go.
All right. Salem.
I know.
This
I
is
know
a
it.
Lot of pressure for the Spartans
oh,
because
man.
It's almost like you got comfortable with her picking you to lose because you then knew you were going to win. Now, have you received the kiss of death?
No, don't say that.
I don't know. The don't vote of confidence from Monica Brooks. She says 41-37. I mean, that'll be a barn
People
burner.
People have been sending me Snapchats and messages.
They want
the
you
games
to wear merchandise.
K92 Monica, if you want to hit her up on Snapchat.
It's been everywhere. Social
K92 Miss Monica on Twitter. Was it Monica Brooks 13 on Instagram? All those different places.
Okay.
Final game. It's her own homecoming. Stanton River. The Eagles. What is the Golden Eagles?
Golden Eagles.
Against the Eagles?
Taking on the Franklin County Eagles. Oh, my God.
Just regular Eagles, though. They're not golden.
They're regular Eagles. Yeah. Bird poop versus bird poop today.
Now, Monica, while you're thinking, I just want to give a quick shout out to the senior cheerleaders that were here on Wednesday. So I'm going to shout you out real quick. Taylor, Hannah, Olivia, Atlanta, Elena, Alana, Allison, Abby, Haley, and Amber.
What?
They were all here.
They were all
here. They were deep, 10 deep.
Shout out to Cundiff Heating and Air, our sponsors for the rally towels tonight for Stanton River. And they're going to be cool because they're like gold.
Yes,
and then they got the black letters and everything.
Really cool.
So thank you to Cundiff for that. Nice. Monica, here's the cheerleader saying why you should pick them to win.
Do you want Monica to pick Stanton River to win on Friday?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's one for Miss Monica. Any particular reason why she should?
Well, we all know that Monica is a Stanton River alumni, and what we say at the river is once an eagle, always an eagle.
Once an eagle, always an eagle.
Okay.
All right.
What do we say, Eagle? What do you got?
27-9.
27-9 in favor of?
Stanton River.
Whoa!
And I know they're going to pull it off.
Really?
All right.
That will be interesting.
I feel strongly that they're going to make it happen.
You do. Yeah. And this will be a bit of an upset. Because Franklin County is 3-2, and Stanton River is a mighty 1-4 on the year.
They're going to do it. They're going to play really hard. They're going to get a gun. They're going to get it done.
So.
Yep.
All right.
They're going to get we'll it. Done. They're going to get a gun. They're going to get it.
They're going to go hunting right after.
All right. I'll be at the pep rally today.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I'll hype them up with that, and then you'll be at the game tonight.
And everybody will go bird hunting after the game.
Yeah, let's celebrate.
All right. What'd you say on the score again?
27-9.
27-9 Stanton River. Oh, Franklin County. Look what she's doing to you.
Golden Eagles going against Eagles.
No
We're
moonshine
all birds
for you.
Here? Come on.
We're all just birds. We're just a bunch of bird
Come
friends.
On.
Come on. Eagles and Golden Eagles.
This will be the first game I've been to since I graduated.
Wow.
Yeah. First football game.
There you go.
So I'm excited for
she's
it.
Just coming back
to
her roots.
18 years ago.
Just like the cheerleader said, once they hold your head in the river, you never get out. That's what it was. All right, those are all the picks. We'll run it down Friday, Monday morning. How did she do? Top moments of the week are next. We will count them down. There's, you know, oh, we have new superheroes that we came up with this week.
Yes.
That'll be part of our top moments. Trying to think, what else do we have? Oh, Antoine and I have a great new theory about how it counts to read.
Yes.
English teachers everywhere were very disappointed in us. Those are just some of the top moments of the week next on The Thang.
More Thang next on K92.
Lots of reaction to Miss Monica's high school football predictions. This person texts in to 52353. They say breaking news. Monica Brooks has never seen an entire high school football game. I would say that is not breaking news. We already knew that. That's, yeah that was obvious.
She was in color guard.
Yes, I was there for
the But game. Did you watch the game?
Well.
No, because you were working. Mm-hmm.
And I was talking. And,
yeah,
talking.
Yeah,
and I was on the field and we
You
performed.
Probably have never seen an entire high school football game then.
I've been there for the entire football game.
Right,
You've
but
been
that
there.
Scene is
there. I had hot cocoa.
I face in the other direction. That's what
she
even,
had cocoa
She probably
nachos.
Had nothing going on, but she just looked toward the parking lot. That's all. Over here anyway.
I refuse to watch.
I have nothing else to do. I could be looking at the game.
Like, oh, we won. Yeah.
Hey, look at all those cars over there. How about it? If Salem is the Spartans, that makes Monica Xerxes from 300, an 8-foot-tall guy with too much jewelry trying to keep the real Spartans oppressed.
Oh,
man, she predicted him to win this week. Is that the kiss of death? We find out. Top moments of the week. We count down the week that was, kind of look back, pull out some of our favorite clips.
What do we do? What happened?
Yeah.
What happened this week?
What did happen? Sometimes it's a good reminder. For example, we came up with new superheroes this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I probably didn't even know that. Antoine became the milkman.
Yep.
How did that even start? I'm trying to remember.
Because how you became, what were you, Trip?
Trip Nip.
Yeah. Yes, so you added a fourth one for me.
Oh, I remember what it was. Yeah. It's because I have three nipples. And it was making Antoine very uncomfortable. And we said he was going to have, he admitted to us that he has four.
I did what?
Which was what made him milkman.
Right,
yeah, he had extra supply.
I don't remember this.
Yes, he goes around breastfeeding the babies of the world.
And four at a time.
Yeah, fighting against the evil Trip Nip, who, me and all my cats, this is our new superhero. The adventures of your new favorite superhero, Milkman. And well, who am I again? I already forgot.
Milkman, and what do we call? You had a title. Uniboy.
That's right. All I could think of was Trip Nip. I'm like, that's not it. Antoine, let's be clear. You watch a lot of superhero movies.
Yes.
Creative mind. Trip Nip is definitely a villain.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
Oh.
Some,
Trip Nip.
Some sort of green gas comes
but
out.
But are you surrounded by cats? I don't know why when you say that, I think about cats.
I don't know why you.
Like Nip.
Oh, catnip?
Catnip.
Yeah. Okay, I see.
So. Yeah, I have like a little sash. And I smell on it. In my lair, there's lots of saucers of milk all over the place.
I don't approve.
That's why I go after Milkman, because I want to take all the milk to feed to my cats.
Okay, now we're getting a plot. Now we're getting a plot.
We are.
I'm on board now.
Hey, there's a lot of streaming platforms. We can at least be on, what's it, Quibi? Oh, we can get on Quibi at least. I mean, very excited for our show, Milkman and Trip Nip. There's going to be an episode called Meowie Christmas.
A holiday special.
A very holiday special. Top moments of the week. Number two. Antoine, you know what? You started this. I don't even want to take full credit for it.
I started it?
You did start it.
What
You're the one
it?
Who had this idea and this rationale about reading.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Reading some of the great classic novels of our human history or whatever you want to call it, which are, you know, boring. So
they are.
It's tough to read some of them, but not... When Antoine has this, it's sort of like a thang hack.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It was a thang hack for reading.
How to read books like The Great Gatsby and have it count as reading. This is what we came up with. And I'm on board, man.
I was thinking about this because people like to argue this point. The Great Gatsby was a novel, correct?
Yes.
Oh, man. Now we're getting somewhere.
So if I watched that movie on closed captions, technically, I read that book.
Yeah, I know.
You could say
it
that.
Counts. Yep.
I like the sound
does it
of
count?
This.
I wish you really need to. They want you to read the book so you can interpret.
They. Who is this?
Yeah,
they.
Who are these people?
Pause. Continue.
The book.
I did. I interpreted it. It showed me what to see.
The nuances of the Harvard Vuvuzela, and you know, the exact dialogue is not the same as in the book.
You use imagination and you really feel it.
Right. I understand all your facts, but you know what? If I read it and I see how they interpret it and then I offer my opinions and my thoughts, then I'm actually taking it to the next level.
Exactly.
Because I'm interpreting the interpretation of the interpretation.
It doesn't count.
It does count.
Because in school, you would always have someone that was like, well, I... You know, I watched the movie.
Hey, kids. Okay. Hey, kids, you got these summer reading lists?
No.
If there's a movie,
don't
you move your clothes
down. Read.
Okay.
Read.
Just remember, kids, don't be like us.
Yeah.
You will get in trouble.
That's what the teachers are like. All right, that's far enough.
English teachers are very mad at us. One of my best friends is a professor, and I floated this idea to him.
Ooh, what did he say?
He said, only if you watch the movie with the sound off, then it counts as reading because you read it instead. And he should know because he's a biology teacher. That totally. Number one, top moment. It's one of my favorite things that happens this time of year. And I'm not even a big Halloween person, but this is when we get to Halloween every single year. It never gets old for me. We've been doing this for a decade. I point out the fact that Monica Brooks is not scary. She can't be scary. She has no scary voice. No. And every year she keeps thinking, oh, no, this is the year I'm going to be scary. No, it isn't. Sorry. Sorry, Megan, would you like to have your evil laugh?
Yes.
Oh, I should point out, we were playing Factor Bullcrap, and Megan just won, and this was her evil laugh. Sorry, Megan, would you like to have your evil laugh?
Yes.
She's adorable. I mean, she sounds like a granny on the Beverly Hillbillies.
That was cute.
I want that in my life forever now. I need that as a ringtone.
And I always find, I say that all the time, where women have the hardest time having scary voice or evil voice. Yeah, wait, here, Monica, do your scary voice. Ready? Oh. Here it comes.
This is so evil. I'm here to get you.
Just, oh, you don't you make a face answer. Don't you?
Was that from Hocus Pocus? What was that from?
That was from Hocus Pocus.
If you heard that late at night, that wouldn't scare you in your bathroom or something.
I'd say, Monica, go home. Why are you here?
Are you scared? Monica, just leave. Just, I mean, what's wrong with you? I mean, you roll back in. If you think you've upped your game, what do you have?
I'm coming to get you.
You have peanut butter in your mouth? I just ate some
soup. I'm terrified.
Somebody help us. Antoine and I are trapped.
Oh, I can't find an exit. Yeah.
Monica, go home. That's what it is. Fork You is next. Who or what needs to be told? You need to free it up for the weekend. Or you need a prize, too, because we got those Barktoberfest
Barktoberfest. My accent came out.
Yes, it's all of the bagpipes of Barktoberfest.
We actually have a $25 gift card to Nature's Emporium, as well as a pair of tickets to Barktoberfest, which is this weekend at the Vinton War Memorial.
There you go. So start texting into 52353, who or what needs to be told. Park you here on the K92 Morning Thing. We can also call 540-774-9236. 800-468-9236. $1,000 in the pop quiz, 20 minutes away. Go to the Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke Facebook page right now. Get your three free answers. 8 o'clock, you can win. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
What is going on in your world? Who needs to be told, fork you? You free it up. They're not bringing you down.
No.
You're forking them up instead.
Clear it out for the weekend.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told? And let me just start by saying, fork you to really good deals at the grocery store.
Can't fork stop. You!
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How dare you sell bacon for such a cheap price? I have way too much bacon now. Oh my God! I guess
I can't. That's not a bad problem.
I don't think that's a problem at all.
I don't know. You need to see my freezer because I'm out of room. I can't help myself.
You gotta start doing something with the bacon.
Yeah, eat it.
Yeah, some
I
bacon some jam.
A lot of sodium.
Monica always wants the bacon jam. Here we go again with the bacon.
I've never had bacon jam before.
Oh, it's so good. I actually may need to make that this weekend.
So you're buying too much bacon, huh?
All right, here's the deal. So we talked about this a couple weeks ago. There's a brand of bacon that I think if you're going to the regular grocery store, I mean, yeah, you can buy super fancy bacon on the internet for $1 million. But there is one brand called Wright's brand bacon.
Uh-huh.
And it comes in, it's a pound and a half. It's in the sideways pack, as I call it. And they're super thick and they're just awesome.
Delicious
bacon. Normally, it's $11 for that packet of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago, it was $4.99.
That's a deal right there.
$4.99. Yes. I had never seen a price that low. And every single day that week when I went in, I mean, I had to get another pack of bacon. Because it stared me in the face like, yo, Zach, you can put me in your freezer. It's all right,
who's
man.
Who's watching me? Is this a joke?
Uh-huh. And so I kept doing it. And then the deal finally ended. I go into the store yesterday. Guys, that bacon is now $3.99 a pound. Or a pound and a half. $3.99 for that package.
Oh, my goodness.
$3.99.
Just buy all of it.
Just buy all the bacon.
Just ask, you know, ask them. Hey,
what you got in the back?
Yes, I'll have a box.
Yeah. I can't do it. I don't have any more room.
Get a new freezer.
I bought two more packs of bacon when it was $3.99, and then I went back yesterday and I had to get one thing in the store, and I'm like, how do I not just get another one?
You have to.
So now I'm up to 9 packages of bacon in the last 2 weeks. That's how much, and again, they're a pound and a half. So I have purchased 13 and a half pounds of bacon in the last 2 weeks in my house. Yeah. Oh, it's ridiculous. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Who's our friend on the phone?
Stephanie.
Okay, Stephanie. Let's get Stephanie in here. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Lay it down. What do we need to know?
Fork you to my boyfriend's big, stupid, scary lizard that got out of his tank last night scared the crap out of everyone in the house.
Oh. So this thing, this is a real lizard. This is not a nickname for you have for him. The big, stupid, weird lizard gets out of the tank, and you don't like this thing anyway.
I mean, no one really likes him. He's just kind of there.
He exists.
People refer to me like that a lot of times here at the radio station. What kind of is it? How big is a big lizard? Yeah. What qualifies as a big lizard?
I don't know what he is exactly. He's maybe a foot long, maybe a little more.
Yeah, that's
big old guy.
That's too much lizard for me, man. Yeah. And then running around the house, and then next thing you know, you wake up
quick.
That lizard staring at you.
He'll wake you up. He's gonna kiss
wake
you.
Up, oh, and it's on your chest, just staring at you.
Oh, that happened to me once. I had a friend who had a ferret. And that stupid ferret
would
get
out
all the time. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and the ferret was sticking his nose in my mouth.
Ah, you made out with a
ferret. I did. And the sad thing was, I had yet to kiss a girl in my life. So my first kiss was, in fact, a ferret. Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
For what needs to be
checked.
Monica Brooks is popping, locking, and dropping over here. We'll find out in a minute. Also, you text 52353 or 540-774-9236. Prize for our favorite today, which is a $25 Nature's Emporium gift card and tickets to Barktoberfest, which goes on this weekend in the Vinton War Memorial. Fork you next. $1,000 in the pop quiz on the way now.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told?
I woke up in beast mode.
Friday in the house. See what we got going on. I woke up in bacon mode. I just got bacon for every occasion. Let's say good morning to Austin. Hey, Austin.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing all right. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Austin, take it away.
So I went to go get breakfast this morning. I ended up waiting like 15 minutes. I didn't even get to place my order or anything because... people just ordering a whole bunch, pretty much the whole dang menu.
Oh, I hate that at the drive-thru.
Well, you're supposed to go in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in Austin, I can totally relate because I went to a drive-thru the other day, and I see the car in front of me as they're at the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
She got a whole piece of paper in front of her, and she's reading off a list.
No, you
got
to walk in.
Oh, no. If you got a list, I'm sorry. You're going inside, and furthermore... I'm using big words like furthermore.
All right.
Today, in this day and age, if you got a big list like that, that's fine. You go do it for the office, for lunch, or whatever. Get the app, order ahead, and it'll be ready for you when you get there. It's easier on the employees.
That's true.
And it's easier on everybody around you.
Yeah.
So do that.
I agree.
Amen, Austin. I totally agree. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Let's go to Lauren. Hello, Lauren.
Hello.
All right, lay it down. Fork you to who?
I want to say fork you to hunting season because I'm never going to see my husband again.
Oh, man. He's gone.
And
he's
camouflaged.
Just like every single weekend with him?
Oh, it's before work. It's after work. Whenever he can find some daylight.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, Lauren, let's look on the bright side. It's watch everything you want on Hulu season for
you. Catch up on all your favorite shows.
Catch up on everything. Extramarital affair. Wait, what?
What?
No.
That's a show. That's a show on Netflix.
Oh, yes, of course.
That's a show on Netflix.
I love that show. Extramarital affair. That's a crush. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Antoine.
I don't even know who I want to fork, but it's either the temperature or my Jeep or the tire. Every time around this year... I get my tire starts to go flat. And it's usually one on the right side of my car. And so the alarm went off when I went to Stanton River a couple of days ago. I'm driving and the alarm goes off. And I'm like, oh, is this how I die, Lord? Is this where my life ends? But no, it's just, and I have to go get air. And I hate doing it.
You know what they say. Once you're in the river, you never get out of the river. We heard that.
I did hear that. We did hear that earlier.
Monica will be there for homecoming today. Antoine's going to be at the pep rally
as
well.
Yes, he will.
Yes, so, putting air in my tire before
and
I go.
So this is the same tire and it happens every year?
Every year. But there's not a leak. And so the The PSI hasn't went down, but like 2 points, whatever, however you
call
it.
And are you sure it's not just the sensor in your car? Because I have an issue.
That could be
it. Temperature change?
Yeah, when the weather is colder, it doesn't know how to read it right, and I get that message comes on all the time, so it might be that. Monica!
Fork you!
Pop it, lock it, drop it. What's going on?
I guess I have to say I fork myself, my body. I don't know what's going on because...
That's fork Monica.
You go through the drive-thru, you order food, order a drink, I order coffee. I go to reach and grab my coffee. And my arm locks up.
Ew.
Like, my arm and my shoulder locks up. And for whatever reason, too, my toes are locking.
What?
Like, when I work out, I was doing burpees. So, you have to jump on the ground, jump up in the air, and all this stuff.
That's
burpees.
What you do at the end. Yeah, you
well,
burp.
Mm-hmm. My toes locked up. Hmm. Like, I could feel them just like, just like seize up. I'm like, what's
Monica had to drive all the way to work, too, with her arms just hanging out the window with food on the end of it. She couldn't do anything. She
can't reach it.
The barista's like, hey, what's going on?
Because her other arm is so short, she couldn't reach out to get the food.
I was like, my shoulder is locked. I don't know. I guess I need to eat a banana. I don't know.
Sure, that's
some Bengay or something.
I don't know.
I'm not a doctor, but that's I once went to a grocery store.
Yeah,
that sounds like a great idea. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. Text in to 52353. Pop quiz is next. $1,000 for you, just for knowing stuff. Uptown Cheapskate, Roanoke, and K92. Kind of noticed that until just now. Hip-hop spelling bee on the way. Also, what is it like to be friends with Kanye West when he has all his wackiness going on? We'll explain in the hot list.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 pop quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
It's time for Erica to play.
Erica!
Erica. Get her in here. She's going to win $1,000, hopefully.
Right now?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
I would love to be able to predict how well she's going to do, but I still haven't seen the question.
Antoine doesn't know because he hasn't seen. Actually, you know what? Give me Antoine's sheet, his question.
Oh, it's flipped over. It's right there.
Oh, that's what you slid over to.
Let me see it for a second. I'll give it.
I haven't looked at it.
Well, go ahead. I'm just going to take a Sharpie and cross out question one so he can't see it.
Oh, I just had it flipped over, so I figured after question one, he'd just flip it over.
Flip it over.
Right? Yeah. Well, now it's just he doesn't even have to. Don't worry about it.
I thought you were just sliding me some blank paper just there.
Oh, no. Just that. Those are the questions.
Jackson. They were staring you right in the face. He doesn't know what question one is, and it is relatively hurtful about Will Smith, so we'll see what happens there. Let's say good morning to Erica. Hello, Erica.
Good morning.
Hi. Did you go get your 3 free answers from Uptown Cheapskate?
I did.
Okay, fantastic. Good. Monday morning, we'll play again. When Erica wins $1,000, we're hoping for a back-to-back winner. So go get your 3 free answers from Uptown Cheapskate. I'll get them up here on the app in just a moment as well. As we get ready, it's 60 seconds. It's 10 questions. You may pass at any time, and we will come back if there's time. And it's $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right, you get $1,000. Now, normally, Erica, I would say the timer starts when I finish reading the first question. But the timer will start also when Antoine is done reacting to the first question. So it'll give you a little minute to breathe on this first one. Basically, you're kind of getting the first one for free, and then we'll start in on number 2. Are you ready, Erica?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Good luck. Question 1, as written by Monica Brooks. Do you want to read it, Monica? You could do that.
Oh,
do you
want to
read
the question? If you want to.
Okay.
All right, if you're ready, Erica.
Go ahead. Question 1. Good luck, Erica.
Gemini Man is a new movie starring what cornball actor?
You're a hater.
Erica, the answer.
The answer is
Will Smith.
Yes, correct. Corn. She wrote it. She sent me the question yesterday. She said that I took it word for word. So, what cornball actor? And she actually wrote Willard Smith. Ha ha ha! As the answer.
You are a cornball. Go to number 2. Let's move on. Jerk.
Oh my god. Okay, so that is correct, Erica. And we're gonna start here. Basically, I'm gonna start the timer now as we get into question 2. Pop quiz. Here we go. As of right now, how many times has Jennifer Lopez been married?
3.
Yes.
What city in Illinois is Kanye West from?
Pass.
What rapper created the TV show Power?
Pass.
True or false, Pete Wentz is the lead singer of Fall Out Boy?
False.
Yes.
Who is Superman's love interest?
Lois Lane.
Yes.
How many letters are there in the current English alphabet?
26.
Yes.
Jessica Biel is married to what singer?
Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
What actor played Fred Andrews on the TV show Riverdale?
Pass.
Who sang the TV themes to Full House, Family Matters, and Perfect Strangers?
Pass.
What city in Illinois is Kanye West from? You have this.
Chicago.
Yes. What rapper created the TV show Power?
T.I.?
No. What actor played Fred Andrews on the TV show Riverdale?
Seven.
That's okay. $70.
Yeah. $70, so, yeah.
That is not bad at all. That's a nice little weekend.
Well, she got question one. I mean, that's great.
Well, shut up.
There must be two Gemini Men movies they talk about. No, you're not talking about Willard Carroll Smith. You are not talking about him.
When does that movie come out? Gemini Man? Today.
It came out today.
Oh my gracious. Oh my gracious.
What a coincidence.
Bless your heart. You're going to have a whole theater to yourself.
Wow. Nobody's going to see the movie? Is that what you're saying?
Man. No, I didn't say that.
That's cold right
there.
You
just said that.
Yikes. Okay, Erica would like to know the answers to the questions that she missed, so let me do those, and then we'll go back to making fun of Will Smith. The rapper that created the TV show Power is 50 Cent. The actor who played Fred Andrews on the TV show Riverdale is Luke Perry, and it was his. They killed him off on the episode last night, which is or 2 nights ago. It's unfortunate, but they had to. And the TV themes to Full House, Family Matters, and Perfect Strangers. This is a hard one, but we actually talked about it on the thing within the last week. And his name is Jesse Frederick. Jesse Frederick. But $70 for you, Erica, from
Good
Uptown
job,
Cheapskate, Roanoke. You go in there. My God, I told you I got a $3 Abercrombie shirt there once.
Yeah,
that's a lot of shirts for $70.
Mm-hmm.
I do math, but I don't feel like it, so you know what it is. $70 Uptown Cheapskate, cash for clothes. You got your summer clothes, you want to sell them, you want to go get fall clothes, freshen up your wardrobe, totally do that. 75% sometimes off of what you would pay at the mall at Uptown Cheapskate, Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke. Hot list is next. What's it like to be friends with Kanye West? Because you never know what's going to happen.
No.
Chance the Rapper weighs in because he is friends with Kanye. Some of the things that have happened when he's been hanging out, that is next in the hot list. Hip Hop Spelling Bee is after that. Hip Hop Spelling Bee is on the way. Then they're doing a very weird thing to cows in this study, but it's preventing bugs from biting them. It's so weird that doing just this one thing makes the bugs not land on these cows. We'll explain and blow your mind. But now,
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Come on, tit for tat. Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth. You know Miley's been dating a lot.
Yeah.
She's been kissing and all kinds of things.
I know.
Dated a lady for about a week. Now she's with this Cody Simpson.
Wait,
is he from, is he a Disney
show?
He's
like Australian singer.
He's a singer from Australia.
Okay. Yeah. I thought he was from, what is it, The Secret Life of Zack and Cody or that show?
No.
He's not that Cody?
No, he's not that Cody.
There's too many Codys.
No, but she's pictured out, hanging out, having a good time, or trying to enjoy herself, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Well, now Liam, he's been walking around town with a hot young blonde.
Okay. Ooh. I'm walking around town young blonde.
Well, he's walking out because now he's being seen and spotted out by the paparazzi.
Okay.
He wants to show off that, hey, I'm happy too.
Do you think he's doing it specifically to just go for tit for tat,
as you say? I really do.
He's now the tat.
Let's just sit there and eat in the public eye so they can see that we're here enjoying our bagels.
Yeah.
Like, they're purposely doing it.
I would agree with that because none of those things are done by accident. You think of that with celebrity Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Nothing's by accident.
No.
You see a picture of Justin Bieber and he's hugging on his wife and they're making this specific face. Because you do have to think to yourself, someone is in charge of taking that picture that looks all impromptu, which is totally not impromptu.
Yeah, because, he's hanging out with this new girlfriend and they're enjoying wine. And
do you still think, as you watch this unfold, that eventually they will get back together? Because you thought that before.
I think so.
Antoine
does. And he's wearing sunglasses. Yes. I think he's crying. His puffy eyes.
Oh. You leave.
What?
He has his little brother alone.
It's okay.
Well, he got to have puffy eyes.
Well, bless his heart. All right, so Chance the Rapper, he hangs out with Kanye West.
Yes.
What is it like to be friends with Kanye West?
I do wonder what it's like because he's so weird. He's so unique. His brain just works in a weird way.
Well, we have unique friends.
We do. But I just think with Kanye, it's probably you never truly know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all of a sudden he's going to have an idea. And the next thing you know, well, you know what? I'll let Chance explain because it's exactly what I thought would happen.
Kanye's definitely the kind of dude that'll be like, you'll meet up with him to do one thing. And then he'll be like, oh, I got to go to Milan right now. Let's get on this jet. And you got to make a decision right there. Like, am I about to follow Kanye to Milan or am I going to go on this date that I have planned?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you really like
I'm
have
conflicted.
A whole spiritual battle for a second. Like, what's more important?
Yep.
Yeah. What's the problem with that, though?
No, there's no problem. I
think if we had a lot, if you have Kanye money, you would make those kind of decisions.
Yeah. If I had Kanye money, I would do things like that where I would think, you know what? Let's go to dinner in Spain tonight and just get on a plane and do that.
Oh, definitely. Without
a
doubt.
Yeah.
That's conflicting on the other side. If you're not that person, because Kanye, you can say it's spur of the moment, but he at least has the thought in his brain. So he's the one who's making the plans and knows, look, I got nothing else going on. Let's go to Milan. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you're Chance the Rapper. You got a chicken in the crock pot at home. And you're thinking,
new baby.
Yeah. Like, wait, I was supposed to go. We were doing it. It's taco night. I don't know. Now I'm supposed to go to
the rented grocery store.
Right. And then you got to text your wife. I'm in Milan. I'll be home slightly later than I had said. Yeah, that's what it's like to be friends with Kanye. Hip Hop Spelling Bee is next. Spelling rapper names. And then, what are they doing to these cows? It's helping them, but it's weird. We'll explain and blow your mind. Awesome foursome on the way, too. $5,000 in the K92 Secret Sound right at 9 o'clock. Was feeling pretty good. Hip Hop Spelling Bee. Secret Sound Clue at 8:30. Oh, maybe this is it's verse 2. We got this now. It's a hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Say what?
It's a hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Show no.
The Will Smith is a superstar. For cornball actors, he sets the bar. But that's okay. He has a fan. Antoine Terrell is that lonely, lonely, lonely man. All by himself.
Maurice is also a fan. He said he'll split the theater bill with me.
He did say that. Yeah, he did say that.
Well, that's cute. And you know, the two of you can be each other's clones.
Yes.
Oh, it's so cute. Let's say good morning to our players. First up, we have Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
All right, Kelly, would you like to team up with Monica Brooks, Evil Monica, or Antoine Terrell, the lone Will Smith fan club member? Who will it be?
I think I love Antoine.
Oh,
yes. Let's go.
She's not sure, though. She's like, I think I love it.
I think. I'm pretty sure.
If he loses, then I definitely don't. That means Marina. Marina, it is you and Antoine. You and Monica, okay?
That sounds good.
Team M in the house. Antoine versus Monica. Hip-hop spelling bee. Very simple in the rules. Very difficult in the execution. You just have to spell rapper names. We do it spelling bee style. We go back and forth. You have the opportunity to steal if your opponent gets it wrong. And you may also request a three-point shot, which means really hard. Hip Hop Spelling Bee. Antoine, you were chosen first, so you get to go first. Here we go. Please spell. Suicide Boys.
Mm.
Suicide Boys.
Nobody need your. Mm. Yeah, they need your word.
Mm, not part of the
spell. I didn't say that. I was just...
Give you a big old. Mm there.
I'm sick of you today. All right.
Love you too.
Suicide Boys.
Suicide Boys.
All right. Suicide Boyz
is
no.
That means you're wrong.
Monica Brooks, your chance to steal. Suicide Boys.
It's probably a dollar sign.
Is that a dollar sign? Let's see.
UCID. Hold on. Now I feel like I'm spelling suicide.
Outside.
Wrong.
Wait. What are you?
Hold on. No. Okay. It's SU. CI.
SUCI. But you say dollar sign. So
dollar sign.
U.
Yes. I'm trying to see it. My vision is lost because of Will Smith and Antoine.
Prince of Bel Air.
C-I-D-E, but capital E, B-O-Y-Z.
B-O-Y-Z.
What the? What
is? There's a lot going on in there.
Yeah. Is there a Z in there?
What did you spell?
Oh, hold on. Oh, yeah.
You kind of messed up on spelling suicide because you forgot one of the I's in there.
Yeah.
You were close, though. The correct spelling of Suicide Boys is dollar sign. U-I,
crap.
You got that I, C-I-D-E-B-O-Y, dollar sign.
Dollar sign.
Dollar sign on both of them.
Okay.
Suicide Boys starts and it stops with a dollar sign. No points for anybody. Monica, your rapper in round one of the Hip Hop Spelling Bee. Y-B-N, Namir.
Ha! Y-B-N?
Y-B-N, Namir.
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 I thought it was supposed to start off easy.
I know. YBN
Namir.
Okay, well, it's actually YBN.
Uh huh.
Namir.
Namir.
N E M I R.
N E M I R. YBN Namir is.
Sorry. That means you're wrong.
Antoine, your chance to steal. YBN Namir.
All right, so I'm going to start where you started, Monica. YBN. N A M I R.
Is.
That means you're wrong.
So close, Antoine. So close. The correct spelling of YBN Namir is YBN N-A-H-M-I-R. N-A-H-M-I-R. YBN Namir. No points in round one. We move now to round two of the Hip Hop Spelling Bee. Please spell Upchurch. Upchurch.
Upchurch.
Upchurch on the charts right now. Antoine, Upchurch. Please spell Upchurch.
Upchurch, U P Upchurch. Upchurch.
Is.
Yes. Right.
I was like, what?
Upchurch.
Yes. I was like, how would you mess that? How would you?
Up in church. Yeah. Up
church. How would you play with that spelling?
Yes.
Yeah. Antoine is in the lead, get 1-0. Monica Brooks must get a point on this to force a tiebreaker. If she gets it wrong, she loses. Please spell quality control.
Something stupid. Quality control.
I say, rap her name, quality control.
They're doing something stupid.
Oh, Monica laughs. You're doing something stupid all the time. Stupid.
They're probably doing, let's see.
Secret sound clue is next. I got to play a song. Actually, no, I don't want to even play that song. I'll do these commercials.
Quality control.
Get your Reddit. So
they're doing, okay.
Three minutes.
They're doing QU. How are they jacking it up?
How are they jacking it up?
LTY.
QULTY.
C. NTRL. That's what they're doing.
Monica Brooks.
Uh-huh.
What an amazing. No.
Oh crap.
I was about to say.
Nope, and you're gonna kick yourself.
Will Smith is the best actor I've ever seen before in my life.
And they stay there. And what they do? Oh yeah! Congratulations, Woo! Antoine! Congratulations, Kelly!
Congratulations, Antoine.
You are the big winner.
I think I have it here.
Good job. Monica just held her phone up. You're going to kick yourself, Monica. The correct spelling of quality control is QUALITY control, CONTROL. It's spelled exactly the way it sounds.
Really?
Quality. If you're going to be in charge of quality control, yeah. I would think that you would want to have it spelled correctly. Would you not?
Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Well,
but good job, Antoine.
Good job.
Will Smith triumphs over evil.
Willpower. Shout out.
Yep. All the pussy willows out there, members of the clan. What are they doing to these cows? We'll explain, but next is a secret sound. I'll give you that to you right on the other side of these commercials. So just give me 3 minutes here on the thing. Everybody hands go up. 4 throwback songs, all from the same great year of your life. On the way at 9 o'clock. Now, blow your mind. Study finds that blanking cows makes bugs bite them less.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Oh my God, Monica, they're blanking them cows.
Oh no, what are they doing?
What are they doing? It is an issue because bugs like to land on cows and bite them and stuff. Mm-hmm. So this study finds that blanking cows makes bugs bite them less. Is it A, covering them in Vaseline? B, painting them to look like zebras? Or C, milking them?
A.
I'm gonna say B.
You think B? Painting will look like zebras?
Yes.
You actually think? You know what? You're right.
Correct!
Yeah. It's so bizarre, but a team of researchers painted black cows. They gave them white stripes and make them look like zebras.
Uh-huh.
50% less bug bites.
Huh.
Because I don't know, the bugs are confused. Yo, man, I don't like zebras. Zebra.
No, you know that, right?
What?
That's how the zebras evolved into the stripes. Confuses the vision of bugs. So it actually does keep bugs off because of the stripes.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
A little fun fact for you.
Look at you paying attention to science. Antoine read a book.
Yes.
Yeah. So they do paint the cows.
Uh-huh.
It confuses them.
Maybe that's like us. Can we paint it? If we paint ourselves?
Like, I know, like mosquito bites.
Because some people, man, the mosquitoes are all over them. So if that would help, I think they would do whatever it took. Okay, next story. Allegheny County couple finds blank under the hood of their car.
Allegheny.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. A, 50 snakes. B, bees. Or C, lots and lots of nuts.
It's C.
Yeah, I know it is.
Monica is it?
Correct.
I don't know this story.
Monica actually brought this story to my attention. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Was it 200 nuts or something?
Under the hood, yeah.
How did the nuts get there?
Squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, this girl. Oh, he's getting ready for the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They noticed a strange smell while driving. There's a bit of a burning smell. And opens up the hood, finds out there's a collect hundreds of nuts as well as other items that the squirrel was apparently storing for winter and a little bit of a nest.
He was getting ready.
Yeah, squirrel's house.
I know.
Living inside that car.
He put in the work.
He did put in the work.
Put in the work, and then it's just all gone.
Yep. I suppose, why is my car smell of toasted pecans all the time? Delicious. Yeah, and he couldn't figure out. He said, I'll let him share.
We had a tree guy here, and we were talking about this tree, and I made a comment for how many walnuts there are up in that tree, it's amazing that you don't see them all over the ground.
And by the way, get ready for the tree guy's nothing response.
And the tree guy kind of laughed and said, yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Thanks, tree guy.
Yeah. Kind of interesting.
You're the tree guy. You should know these answers. Final story. Austin Foursome again, 9 o'clock, almost here. Actor sets world record for blank. A, not blinking. B, not swallowing. Or C, not talking.
A.
Yeah, I'm also going A.
I think it's A, not blinking. Yeah.
Correct!
Wow. Yes. What did he do? 1 hour, 17 minutes, and 3 seconds.
Ooh.
Of no blinking.
No blinking.
His at
eyes
all.
Were dry.
He took part in the no blinking challenge, which is what it says. Japanese television is just the best because everything has like wacky names. He was on a TV show called Eat Bulaga. And on Eat Bulaga, I guess they had a no blinking challenge. He won, beat the record. The record was 1 hour, 5 minutes, and 11 seconds on that recordsetter.com.
Yeah.
And it does say here, as soon as he finished, he collapsed to the ground. So,
goodness.
Like, I can't imagine. Yeah. Dried out and everything. I don't know. What was your record you said you wanted to do? Oh, the Legos.
Oh, the Legos, yeah, like just walking on them.
Monica says she thinks she can beat the record for walking on Legos.
I feel like we should try that.
What's the record?
One. One Lego.
And then they collapsed. Yeah. That one Lego.
But she thinks she can do it. I think we could do it. You know, we could just pour
just
a bunch of Legos.
Do it all down the hallway.
Yeah.
We could easily do that.
Yeah, we'd do that.
Beat the record.
Maybe we'll do the, sure. You know, we're putting together some highfalutin stuff for next week because Antoine's going to eat my dog's food.
I'm going to try it out.
Because it's so fancy. And it's does gourmet. Say, it says, tested by humans. And if your dog doesn't like it, send it back and we'll eat it. So Antoine has said, I'll eat your dog's
food. I'll give it a
shot. So it's dog food. And I guess we'll have Monica walk on Legos next week. You want to do that next week?
Yeah, do that.
All right, let's set some records next week or at least try. Will Monica be able to break the record of one Lego being stepped on? We'll find out. Awesome Foursome is on the way. And your $5,000 in the secret sound. I would say you're about to hear one of the most unexciting football calls in the history of sports.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
Which, of course, makes it hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it's a very exciting ending to this game. I forget which teams are in. It doesn't really matter. It's some college. And the Hail Mary. You know, you just throw it up at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm. Most exciting play in all of football.
Yes. Unless you're the announcer for the team that just lost, then it sounds like this.
Pettis trying to get some push. Brenner's going to get it there, no doubt about it. What's going to happen now?
What is going to happen now?
That is caught for a touchdown. I don't believe it. What a walk-off win for Ashland.
That's it. It's a touchdown. See you later.
Incomprehensible series of events for Grand Valley on the last two plays.
Yeah, he works for Grand Valley.
Well.
Yep. And the touchdown. He caught it. Okay, let's just move on. Right. Monica, have you ever heard of Altai throat singing?
Nope.
I guess it's a thing. It's a style of singing. Maybe this is the way you can kind of do that Post Malone. What is that? The you. Yeah, maybe it's a.
For fun, that he's doing it just
no,
for
that's
that
like
for
a professional thing, you know, they make money and they I don't know, perform in concerts or things like that.
Wow,
maybe that's your
calling. Album.
Uh-huh. You can do that song karaoke if you want. Answer it by name, throat singing song. The Beaver Moon is coming in November. Did you know that? Full Beaver Moon.
Centuries ago, Native Americans kept track of the change in seasons by giving a distinct name to each full moon, names we still use today. November's full moon was known as the Full Beaver Moon. Traditionally, this is the time of year that beavers are actively preparing for winter, and also the time to set traps before the swamps froze to ensure a supply of warm winter furs.
Yep. So get ready. You look up and say, look at that nice beaver moon right there.
Ooh, very nice.
A big, wonderful moon. We'll just end with a ticklish guy who can't stop laughing during his pedicure.
Aww.
All right.
Okay.
I can't do it. He had to give up.
All right, I got it.
Here we go.
Okay.
We got this.
No, all right.
You have to look at your own foot.
I can't look.
Keep it like a person would keep their foot.
Oh, this one is. Oh, wait.
You have to
sorry. I'm sorry.
Shame.
Oh, I can't do it.
No, I can't. Pedicure over. Awesome Foursome is next. Four throwback songs all from the same great year, plus $5,000 in the secret sound.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.